2 weeks ago, Bethel Search and Rescue got a call. A man had left Bethel sometime after midnight, heading to Akiak on a four-wheeler. He had been drinking, hadn't arrived in the village that morning, and the caller was worried. Bethel Search and Rescue went looking and found the man, Charles Williams Jr., age 29, dead on Steamboat Slough. He had apparently frozen to death. It was Bethel Search and Rescue's first body recovery of the winter, but the all-volunteer group doesn't know if it'll be the last.
We would ask if you come to Bethel to buy booze, bring it home first, then start consuming it there for their own safety and safety of others.
Mike Riley is the president of Bethel Search and Rescue. Since November, when the river and overland trails froze, opening the paths to Bethel from the surrounding villages, the organization has seen a spike in calls. Most involve alcohol. Historically, about 95% of the calls Bethel Search and Rescue receives involve alcohol. That percentage is still basically true, but instead of getting a few calls a month during the winter like past years, Search and Rescue is getting about 2 calls a week, usually between midnight and 6 a.m. Responding to such a call can be tough. John Wassily has volunteered for Bethel Search and Rescue for more than 30 years. When a call comes late in the night, he's usually the first to grab his gear and go, waking up to jump on his snow machine and head out in the dark and the cold to look for someone. All he knows is the person was heading in a general direction and maybe the color of the person's vehicle or coat. But finding them is just half the work.
They don't want to listen to you. They don't want to reason with you, and they want to try get home.
He says when people have been drinking, they're not thinking clearly. They're verbally aggressive, and often they'll use whatever they have on them as a weapon. Broken sticks, bottles.
Even their groceries, you know, when they're drunk, because, you know, they don't know what they're doing.
Half the time, Wassily hogties the person he's found, just to contain them, so he can get them out of the cold and somewhere safe. The late nights, the physical danger, the emotional abuse, it all adds up. Bethel Search and Rescue has 100 members, but only about 10 regularly respond to calls. At least one has talked about quitting. Others are taking indefinite breaks. Also, President Mike Riley says the group is funded through donations, and the current call rate is unsustainable for their budget.
It's okay for now, you know, but if we keep this up and we keep going up and we're out of our own pocket, we'll be hurting if we're funded.
The group is all volunteers, and most have jobs, families, and other commitments. Dozens will come out for big searches, the kind the group was created for, of people getting trapped in unforeseen circumstances, like a blizzard descending on a snow machine or a boat stranded in a storm. Now members say it's become drunk patrol, and a lot of people aren't willing to head out looking for another intoxicated person at 3 a.m. But when the group was formed, it made a commitment to help anyone who needed them, a commitment it's kept, and one President Riley says it will continue.
And we're going to keep on going for the people's sake out there, for their family's sake. The biggest part of it is keeping everybody safe and bringing them home.
Anyone can become a member of Bethel Search and Rescue. The next meeting is the group's annual meeting and is February 15th at 7 p.m. at the Bethel Search and Rescue Building. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.